It's tearing up my heart when I'm with you, but when we are apart, I feel it too. And no matter what I do, I feel the pain with or without you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's your boy Wes, and that is a little NSYNC tearing up my heart. No, this is welcome to the first snippet of the Dirty Under 30 subsection. Of Cheaper Than Therapy Media, the Dirty Under 30. So this is just a snippet from, oh crap, I'm talking over myself. So this is just, here's us talking about kink shaming and fucking plastic blow up dolls and just a little bit of everything. So here it is. Here's a snippet of the Dirty Under 30 episode 2, kink shaming. Enjoy. Oh, you sound beautiful.
Okay, cool. Hooray.
Okay.
We're going to sit here and complain about people who kink shame.
Yeah, so let's get some stuff pulled up.
Oh, you're going to cheat and pull up. Okay.
Pull up.
Nah, never.
It's the worst.
Kink shaming, yes or no?
Well, according to... AskMen.com, it's sex experts, not
ask
like people.
Men. AskMen.com.
I typed
is
in
it
kink
ask?
Shaming.
Is it Ask Men or Ask Men? Like ASS or A?
Well, I'd be to a totally different site. It'd be really weird if I went to Ask Men.
I know, you'd probably get a totally different answer.
It could go both.
Two
like,
totally different worlds.
Yeah, one could be Ask Men, but if you're an Ask Man, it could go a hetero, or you're an Ask Man. And they can go homosexual. So this is really in the same generic area. Let's see.
And we are quote unquote trying to figure out where to draw the line.
There is no line.
And whether or not that line is written in pencil or Sharpie.
Yeah. It's dry erase board. So it looks permanent, but it's always getting erased. So kink shaming is...
Wow. Really?
What is kink shaming and why you should avoid doing it? So when I was reading this,
before you even read it, what is your number one absolute no on kink?
Like the absolute, like outside the obvious?
Yeah. Well, let's get the obvious out of the way. Piss and shit.
Is automatically necrophilia right out the gate.
And what is an obvious yes?
An obvious yes? Role play?
Mommy, daddy, role play. Look at that. See?
Yeah. Mommy, daddy, and it's weird because
what else are you gonna?
It's like, yeah, it's
that
like
is basic role play.
Yeah,
daddy.
Or like secretary, boss, like you're, you know, teacher, student, you know, there's the, but then there's like these really aggressive ones. If you like look at like types of role play,
right?
And then these are like the top 10 type of things. Like it's like a cop, you pull over the girl.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, I was like,
cop,
okay, they
office.
Start to get really rapey.
Yeah. Oh, they 90% of them like usually are, but would you consider the location to be part of your kink?
No, I am not a voyeurist. I like, if you were like, hey, let's go fuck in that park bench, I'd be like, no. Because I would get arrested.
Because I got memory foam fucking like.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's kind of like I've grown up to the point of like, no, I like beds.
Wow. Who taught you that one?
my birth certificate.
And as we're sitting in the car and I'm like, wait a second, we're not 16.
We had the money.
I know.
And before you guys realize, this was like using Hotel Tonight. They were just trying to fill the room. It's not like we went to like some five-star hotel. We went to like actually the hotels we went to weren't like sleazy.
Oh no, they weren't at all.
They weren't by the hour.
No. Never,
yeah,
by the hour.
Not the one like off of Rivers Avenue by my work.
Oh God, they thank God they tore that down.
And no. That thing is, that's a revamp. That's
a
the
revamp
sad,
of a what? Oh,
even
God.
Worse. Ugh. Yeah, so I think the structure is still there.
Anywho, okay, so on with the kink.
Okay, hold on. Let's get some music.
Okay, you gotta have music in the background.
Okay, so
is watching porn together kink? I say no.
I don't think so.
Mm-mm. Watching it with another guy, absolutely, or another girl.
Weird. Watching it with your friends is weird.
Exactly. Sex in water, definitely not a kink.
Sounds awesome, but doesn't. It's one of those like good in theory. It's, you know what I mean? It's like link. Communism, like really good
it's
in theory.
It's good when you watch it, but not on paper.
It's just like, how could something get so dry when you're so wet? It's like, no, it's like, it's kind of like making out in the shower or like underneath a waterfall. You're like, it's just not practical.
No, it just looks pretty like for a few seconds.
Yeah.
It's as like, someone's holding like the light fucking board and someone's cut.
Can you imagine being like the underwater dick ball cam guy? Like, hey, can you scuba?
Thank God for selfie sticks.
Yeah, like guy comes out of the Navy. He's like a SEAL. He can't find a job. He's got PTSDs and all he wants to do is like fuck. So he's like, hey, listen, we need your scuba. We're gonna do a whole new thing. Just all right. See, now we're reintegrating him back in society.
Right.
Oh, let me rephrase
that.
Let me
see your
that sounds like a prisoner.
Yeah.
Well, they need jobs too. But hey, listen, guys. There's ex-retired, ex-military. There's a market. There's a porn market.
Yeah.
There's a porn market for everything.
Yep. Everybody needs to hold something.
Yeah. Either you're in it or on it. So.
Or holding it.
Or not having anything at all. Or you're fucking latex. And not like a condom. I'm talking like the dolls.
We already went down that rabbit hole. That's a different show if we want to get more in depth for the dolls.
Yeah. Okay. Dolls are getting, like, the thing is, I don't want one, but I kind of like just want to see one in person. Like, I don't want to like come inside of it, but I want to just.
You haven't seen a real one like in person? They're like horrifically scary.
Like the $10,000
ones? Yeah, they're horrifically scary.
Now that they got the AI.
It's even more scary, dude. Like, it'll have a conversation with you. It's like, bitch, what happened to just back in the day when I could, like, do you and put you back in my, like, nightstand drawer and then we're done?
Yeah.
Or throw you in the closet
I think
so
they,
I don't have to
went
have
from,
that
like,
after-night hut,
first
like,
of all,
cuddling.
Who fucked the blow-up doll? Like, the actual blow-up doll? Like, I've laid on the tubes. You
or
know,
even an air mattress.
Yeah, I've laid
it.
Yeah, like in Grandma's Boy. I'm like, ugh, worst. When you lay. So I can't imagine sticking my dick into something that would make me raw in the first.
Like, excruciatingly raw.
Yeah, not like fun, like, oh, we had raw sex. It was like, no, like, I'm
that
literally.
Would be, I think that might actually make it on the kink shameless.
Kink shameless.
Like,
pool.
That's excruciating. Hey, hey. Bye, bye, bye. Bye.
Oh, you thought you were going to get more? No, no, no. I'm afraid not, my friends. That was just a tip. You know, just the tip of the iceberg, the dirty under 30. All right, guys. So stay tuned for the full episodes. We'll keep on checking back with you. Vic Sex and Wes St. Licks, Cheaper Than Therapy Media, subsection, dirty under 30. 30 minutes or less of the absolute filth. So NSYNC, take us out. Big kisses.